And we're back with Walt from Black Duck Outfitters. We're going to continue talking about training a puppy. Rhodey is just a 4 weeks away or so from coming into my arms, and I can't wait. And we already talked a little bit about just different basic obedience training, a little bit of indoor retriever training, potty training. I want to talk about introducing the dog to the gun, and how does that process start with you? Well, let's just start with that.
Okay, it's going to depend on the puppy. They all progress at a different rate. So typically at 15, 16 weeks old, a lab, they're pretty bold anyway. I would introduce to the bird first, and I use a quail. I let him see the quail, throw it down in front of him, and let him chase. I want to see what kind of prey drive he has. And normally labs got tons of it. So he's going to chase this bird, chase this bird, chase this bird. Okay, that's great. We wait, put another bird down. If we get the same chase, which probably even more the second time, I stand back 20 yards with a starter pistol behind my back, and I just pow, 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 pow. Puppy doesn't hear it. Well, he hears it, but the bird's too important right now. So he's chasing that bird. So now what we've done is we've made the gunfire a good thing because the bird's a good thing. We'll progress from that to a chucker. I'll stand back. Depends on how hard he's charging the bird. I'll shoot the bird, or I'll shoot near. It's not so important that we shoot the bird. I want to see how he's going to react to the 410. Once we get that done and we can start shooting birds over him, it's all downhill from there. It's easy breezy. You know, 6 months, 5-6 months, we'll start working on the collar, the e-collar.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that in our next update with you. But I've also heard little things like using snap pops is really good for very first impressions of startling noises.
Right. Again, you don't want to startle the dog. So you're not taking a pan and throwing it on the floor when he's has his back to you. What I would do is hold the pan out in front of him, play with it a little bit, and then throw it and clang it. Now he's chasing it. It's a fun thing. Fireworks has ruined more dogs. So let's be real careful, especially 4th of July. Don't take your dog down to the fireworks. It's just a bad thing. A few years ago, I had a real bad deal. We had a little setter, had him in all summer, doing great. They took him down to the 4th of July, and kids were lighting these rockets off. Well, the rocket flew about 10 feet and fizzled out and dropped to the ground. Well, the puppy ran over to it, and as soon as it got to it, it went off.
Mm.
And that was it. The dog is gun-shy and will never hunt again.
Mm. This morning, it sounded like someone was dropping bombs on top of my house.
Oh, yeah.
The thunder was right there. I mean, flash, boom, 3 or 4 times this morning, and I wonder if that has any effect on puppies.
Here's what will have an effect is you. If you show that you're really afraid of the thunder and it really scares you, that's going to transfer to the puppy. I'm a real big believer you never make a big deal out of anything because in puppy world, it becomes a big deal.
Mm.
So if puppy is showing that it's scared and it's, don't make a big deal of it. Don't go over there and, oh, good boy, good boy, good boy. Just go on to your normal business and he'll work it out.
Okay. Well, that's good advice. I appreciate the input on this, and we're going to continue and get more into introducing a dog to a collar and just in general the progression. But I appreciate the insight on, you know, how you get him into a bird before you get him into
the gun.
So, you know, a starter pistol behind him or something.
We always try to make things good things. So the bird's a good thing, then the gun's a good thing. We'll do the same thing with the collar when we get to that. And I'll explain why and how we'll make the collar a good thing.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters, we'll catch up with you a little bit later. You're going to start to get real busy here.
Oh, yes.
You've already been really busy, but it's been tougher to get a hold of you this time of year. It is just the way it is.
But the dog training has been exceptional this year, and now we're getting into the hunting season, and with the new 110-acre preserve, I got a feeling we're going to be real busy this fall.
If they want to get a hold of you,
906-399-0557.
Thanks, Walt.
Thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.